We are on Daf, Tzadik Aleph, Amid Beis. Let us again start from Toni Rabbe Baba Chone Kamei de Rav. It's perich 10 lines from when the lines start getting wide. Toni Rabbe Baba Chone Kamei de Rav, Shoiri Horakta, Reuben comes over to Shimon, Esteveya from Shimon, you killed my Shoir. Nitiyosai kotzatzto, and you cut down my nitiyos. And Shimon answers him, that's 100% true, ato amartali lahurga, you told me to do it, ato amartali lakoytzitzoi. So the Baraisa said that Shimon is potter with this taina of ato amartali. So Rav tainit to him, im kein lo shofkes chai lechol berje. So he bezoi, that's a shrekleche zach. Any mazik, the mazik will tiny, you told me to do it. He doesn't have any proof whatsoever that that is the case. And you say he's potter, so mamele, it's a shrekleche zach. How could that then be emes without any proof? It was mazik someone and no tiny is potter because you told me to do it. Kol kemine? Does he have any nemonis whatsoever to say that this is what happened? Amalei ismaye. So he asked him, so what should I do? Should I delete this? So it seems achazda the baraisa, and the baraisa is not true. Amalei loy. No. It could be the baraisa is taki true, but you have to elaborate a little. The targeting masnisech, you should explain this baraisa speaking about b'sheir ha'oimed laharige. We're speaking about a sheir ha'oimed laharige. U'be'ilon ha'oimed l'ktitza. We're speaking about such a tzir. Let us see what Rashi says. Oimed laharige, sheir shehemes. Was a sheir that killed someone. Oimed l'ktitza, a sheira. I call eitz hanoita l'shus harabim, or an eitz that's leaning down into the shus harabim, is yorei shema yipel al odom v'yomais. So it was a sheir and a eitz that was oimed to get rid of. So the Gemara says, ihochi mai katoinlei. So what is the holding Torah here? So what is Reuven being teveya from Shimon? Everyone agrees that you have to get rid of this eitz. And the shayr, the omalei and not being the lemevet hamitzvah. No, Reuven is tiny to Shimon. This is a mitzvah. I wanted to do the mitzvah. You, by doing it, chapped away. You took away this mitzvah from me. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, v'shofach v'kisa, misha shofach yechasa. That means the one who shechts. That is the one who's is mutal on him the mitzvah of kisa yada. Umayse be'echot sheshochat. There was a mayse that one person shechted. V'kodam chavere v'kisa. And the chava went and chavtois. And he made the kisa yada. V'chiva ram gamli liten loy asor zehuvim. And because he chapped away from him this mitzvah, so Rabbi Gamliel said he's chayv to pay masoros Reuven. So this is the case over here. Reuven is being toiveya from Shimon. You chapped away my mitzvah, and Shimon is tining that no, you told me to do it. I did it legally. Now let's first finish the Rashi's, and then we'll elaborate a little on this inyan. Ano beino lemevet ha-mitzvah. He's tining, I wanted to do the mitzvah. V'chitoin lehayech ato amartali lahogoy. So now we have here a difference of opinion. Reuven tain is, you chapped away my mitzvah, and Shimon tain is, you told me to do it. Mistome kushte koma. So I assume, mistome, Shimon is telling the truth. The kivin the lahochi koi, since it's oimer to get killed or to be cut down, like kopit kulehai, a person is in makpe too much, there's different types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that can be easily done. So that could be a person is makpe, he wants to do the mitzvah himself, but these are difficult mitzvahs, to kill a shoyer, to cut down a tree. It's not such a poshet a mitzvah. So it could very well be that the owner of the shoyer and the ilan was not interested in doing the mitzvah. He wanted someone else to do it. He forgot about it later. He forgot about it. So memele, since it's something that's plausible, and the hitainis, it was that way, so we're not mechayiv him to pay for the mitzvah. Now, I'd just like to mention a few ha'oris on Rashi. Oymed laharige sher shehemis. It's speaking about a sher that killed someone. So the yamshul shleim is ma'irer. A sher that killed someone, so this, you don't kill the sher, you take him to Bezdin, there's a Bezdin Shalchov Gimel, the Dan, they give him skila, it's not a hefkevelt. So the Amshe Shloimeh says that it's speaking about Bismanas, that we don't have a Sanhedrin. So Mamela, then the din is that you kill him. Then he's Moirer, Bismanas, really, so even if a sher is a Nakhon, Lahazik, Abriyes, also, there's a inyan, you have to kill him. So we have to, the Loshna of Rashi, Sher Shehem is not too clear. Now, we had here, there was a Masa Matan between the Baal HaShoyer, the Baal HaIlon, and the Kaitzeids. If he did the Baal Ilan timing, it's my mitzvah. I want to do, you have to weigh my mitzvah. So now we have to understand what mitzvah is there. If you have a tree that's leaning over in the Rishus HaRabim to cut the tree, what from the Tayag mitzvahs is here? Or to kill a sheir? There is a leisosim domim beveisecha. You're not allowed to have a davar mazik minayim shlo yigadol odom kelev ra, but that's a lot. We're talking about mitzvahs over here. So we have to find the mitzvah. The Rambam, Perek Yudalev, Mehilchus Ritzayach, Halacha Dalet, says, V'chein kol michshol sheyesh bo yisakonis nefoshis, mitzvahs asei lahasiroi l'shomer mimenu, ולזוהר בדובר יופה, שנמה, הישמר לך ושמר נפשך מיועד. Even though Pashto calls Pentishkach, speaking about a person who forgets Divrei Torah, Al Koponim, the Rambam uses this posik as a makor that a person has to make sure if there's something that's a sakone, is a mitzvah olav lahasiroi. The Minchas Chinuch says, Mitzvah Tak Membov, and Kay Mitzvah Mincha, that the Makar of the Rambam is Agemore. Agemore says there's a mitzvah. This whole Tumu is Shomer is a lav. Aval Kaponim, from Agemore, it seems it's a mitzvah sasei. And there's an Indian of Asore Zehuve for a mitzvah. Let's first see Taisvis. V'chayvoy Ram Gamliel Litain Yud Zehuve. Beperik Kise Yadam Muchach. Now this Maise with the Ichaptor is the Kise Yadam Muchach Shezeu Schar Broche. Ichaptor way the Broche from him, the Broche of Kise Yadam. V'im Taimar Schar de Mitzvah Atzma Heichiozo. So Ichaptor way two things. He was made mitzvahs kisei adam, so that's a mitzvah ichabt, and he made the broche. V'yesh loyme, the mitzvah u'broche ha'koil echot. That means there it's not two separate inyonim. You don't make a broche stamazah, you make a broche because of the mitzvah. So, Dachsach mir Teusvis means it's like a gewenchte mitzvah. That is true. A mitzvah with a broche, that's how the mitzvah is done, b'shleimis. You make a broche on the mitzvah. So that's considered one thing. Va'aval gav d'sheir ha'oimed la'harige, ve'ilon ha'oimed l'ktitze yesh schar mitzvah aval pi she'ein broche. That's true. That means if he hopped away, he chopped down the tree himself, so then there's schar mitzvah without a broche. For chopping away a mitzvah, there's also a tviyah. That's true. Mikol mokim hosom schar mitzvahs kisi a broche lehoikim yud zehuvim. But here it's one set. It's not two different things. It's a mitzvah, and the broche comes because of the mitzvah. So it's called one inyan. It's not called two different things. A mitzvah also, there's a chiyuv to pay, there's a machlekes, if it's also a saras zehuvim, or there's a different shuman a mitzvah, but a mitzvah with a broche, that's a din of yud zehuvim. Buschar birchas hamozein, alba broches, mem zehuvim. Buschar birchas hamozein, if I hopped away from Yana, is, so you have to pay mem zehuvim for broches. Umayse, a very interesting mayse, be'echot shekorei shatz likreis b'sefer Torah. The gabbai called up Yankel should come up for Naliyah. And then Bevel comes up, and he has Naliyah. Fine. No. So Yankel came and he schlepped Berel Tadin Teire. You have to wait two brachas for me, the brach Rishayna, the brach Achayna. So Rashi Taka, they bring down and say for a part, this was Machayfim Esrim Zuhudim. It's Esrim Zuhudim, you have to wait two brachas for him. So it's a Teire with two brachas. Bo'acha v'kodam, v'shol Rabbeinu Tam. And they asked the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi Paskin, but the Rabbeinu Tam, a very interesting Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says he's potter to pay. The Rabbeinu Tam said, three mahalchim why he's potter. Va'om aloi, sheyitan loi tal negoilis, lishchoit, tachas, oizom, shtei brochas. Aniluya shayim fam. What did the Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said, what did he hop away from him? He hopped away two brochas. Fine. Give him a saras zehuvim is a hein rav. Give him a chicken. Rabid shech the chicken. Make a brocha on the shrite. Make a brocha on kisi adam. Give me back a saras zehuvim. I'll give you a chicken. Make you two brochas. I couldn't talk. That was one tzad of the Veda Tav. But saras zehuvim doesn't have to give. Ve'ein nira l'ri and meir de gezach. Tam ze. This person hopped away kisi adam with one broche, and he told them to give him asar zehuvim. So memele, so they should give him a chicken asar zehuvim. Like others explaining, you know how many you can buy a chicken farm with asar zehuvim. It's to give him one chicken. I'll give you two broches. It's to give him asar zehuvim. Azoya teri gefrek. After Rabbeinu Tam. Tamer de Kekashe. So I saw the Dvar Avrom wants to say a Peretz, but he brings down, the Zeruah brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam another Mahalach, which it doesn't say by us, by the Rabbeinu Tam patted him. In the Zeruah it says like this, Rabbi Netam said like this, Kulonu chayovim likreis b'toire. Rabbi Netam said, the chiyav likreis b'toire is decided by the Gabe. The Gabe calls up, le'osil and tsuye. But if he called up Yankel to be oile le'toire, so it's Yankel's mitzvah, because the Gabe called them up. Barul's also mechuyiv in kriyas ha'toire. Mishum shekorei shatz, Leizoche bebroche yoise machin. It's not your mitzvah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam, there's a ruah, in Hilchus Kisi Adam brings down this teretz from the Rabbeinu Tam. And what is the keteretz? That means, so it's no comparison to this is a beautiful teretz, the Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam. The one who shechts, that's his mitzvah. It's his mitzvah lechasi says Adam. Yena went, chapped away the mitzvah, made the broche. That's a shekel. You chapped the mitzvah away from me. You have to pay me a sore zuhud. Here, that what the Gabi called up Yankel, the Ba'il of Torah, so became Yankel's mitzvah, because the Gabi called him up. It's a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael. If we'll make it without a Gabi, it'll be fight, Osil and Suya, who's gonna go up? Fight. So we have a Gabi. So Gabi is, it was, there's a purpose of a Gabi. He chooses, but it doesn't become Yankel's mitzvah. Belo was Oilos, so he didn't chop away Yankel's mitzvah. As I said to Rabbeinu Tam, and there's a was a memele, so he doesn't have to pay him anything. Zukte Dvar Avrom, he says, so the Dvar Avrom says he wants a fan for the Riz Kashi. The Rabbeinu Tam said he should give him a chicken. Okay, he has two broches. I took away two broches from you. Give him a chicken. So the Riesa, why didn't Ram Gamliel say the Saitse, give a chicken? He chapped away a kisi yadam, why didn't he give a chicken? That was the kashan of Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, by Emerson, these two Rabbeinu Tams, one is Mekusha the other. So he says, I'm Muridik is for him. He says, the Baravim says like this, let's say I go over to a person, and he had $1,000, I'm asking $1,000. My mazik is $1,000. No, Yana, shlap me to bezni, mazik $1,000, you pay him $1,000. No problem. I take the nizik, I come over, I say, you know, let me tell you a sod. The person is looking, you're a good plumber, I'll give you a job for $1,000. Here's a job, you'll make $1,000. Skonish McGonish. He says, that you gave me a job like could be maviach $1,000? Yishakayach. But that's not a payment for the $1,000 you were mazik me. I could be maviach $1,000, so memele shakayach. That means if you wouldn't be mazik, we had $2,000. But the $1,000 you were mazik me, that's not called a payment that you're giving me enough shoris to be maviach $1,000. You have to pay me $1,000. An avoch of $1,000 is not a payment for the $1,000 you took away from me. He says, my kisi adam, it was my mitzvah. It was my mitzvah to my kisi adam, my mitzvah, my broche. You took it away from me. You took away my mitzvah. So what are you giving me a chicken? That what? I could do another mitzvah. I could, with this chicken, I could check it. I could do another mitzvah. I mean, do another mitzvah. That's a havocha. I could do another mitzvah. I could have made kisi adam and shechted another chicken also. I mean, this is one thing, the halvoche, that you're being mavich me with two other mitzvahs is not a payment of the mitzvah you took away from me. That's not called a payment. Alamaisa, I had a mitzvah, you took away my mitzvah. You're giving me, I could do another mitzvah? Fine, yashakoya. But to be maviach a new mitzvah, that is not considered a payment for the old mitzvah. I could do both. I could have had the old mitzvah, I could be a new mitzvah. But a havoche is not considered a payment for what I had. So Memele, so he says, therefore, in the case of Ram Gamliel, you stole his mitzvah, to give him a chicken is a new mitzvah. And that's not called that you paid me up my mitzvah. You give me enough shows to do a new mitzvah. By Kriyas HaTorah, it's Napshat Yankel, it was Yankel's mitzvah, and Beryl stole Yankel's mitzvah. Kriyas HaTorah, it's Yankel's mitzvah more than Beryl's mitzvah. The guy be called Yankel up. So Memela, no Yankel had enough shores to be Maviach HaMitzvah. It wasn't Yankel's mitzvah, because the guy be called them up. It's not, whoever is Oile gets a mitzvah, but it's not his mitzvah. So he had enough shores to be Maviach HaMitzvah. Because the Gabi called them up. So there, Beryl will say, listen, I took away from you the Afshoris from Maviach HaMitzvah, I'll give you a chicken, that then you'll have two mitzvahs. They are not taking away from you your mitzvah. I'm taking away from you the afshoris to be maviach mitzvah. So I'll give you a chicken. So there, chicken works. Rabbi Gamliel, I stole your mitzvah. That was your mitzvah. So there, chicken won't work. That's how the Dvar Avram wants to confirm the Rizkash and the Rabbeinu Tam. Voi potre Rabbeinu Tam, mishum sheyano omei. What did Yenna do? Yenna said a broche. Yana omen. The God of law in omen yaisim in a war. What did he take away from you? Is kansha ilaben. So what's by kisi adam? By kisi adam alo. So they say, a person who's oil of the teiri makes the broche loud. Some are mailer, so you can answer omen there. By kisi adam, it seems that they didn't make a loud. The one who's machas, he made a broche. Some are mailer. Yenna chapter away. So he made a loud broche also. He went and then he ran away. He made the broche. Some are mailer there. You couldn't answer omen. Void Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the Bebovel and Donny, Milsa, the Lespeches, or in Kiske, the Omar Lael. The Bechla, when I done, and Bovel is my name, when I done, there's no Chesor in Kiske, so my Mele, it's Damazai, Nishdovos, Seret. The Teres Chaim brings down, there's a Ruah, brings down the Mekoyer for Asor Zehuvim. So the Zeruah says something very interesting. It says, "Vayika ha'ish nezen zov beka mishkoloi ushneitzmidem al yodeo asora zov mishkolo." Asora, he gave her asora zov. So he says, "Why was it necessary to say how much the mishkol was?" I think he understands. Altogether was Asoros of Mishkolom. Wait a minute. But why did it have to say Asoros of Mishkolom? So he said, this was given to Rivke, not Matana for Akala. He says, no, this was, she was, by being maskim, so she was goyrim that he could make a broche, boruch lekei adoini abro. So if she was misavav that I can make a broche, he learned from Avraham Avinu, Eliezer, Damasek Eliezer, he learned from Avraham, if a person is misavav, he can make a broche, Yom Asor Zahuvim. So Mamel, the Asor Zahuv Mishkolom was a payment to her that because of her, he was able to make this broche. Mamel, he wanted to pay her for this. So that's the makir of Asor Zahuv Mishkala. That's what Teres Chaim brings from the Zeruah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Diklo de Toen Kabe, a deco that it could give out a kav of tomorrow. So that means it's a kav of tomorrow. It seems in a year is not too much of a produce, but al kaponim, it is giving out some fruit. Also, lemiktzitzayim. So you're not allowed to cut down such a deco. It's called, it's still giving out fruit. And memele, there's an also of ktzit, that's called the eitz machol, and you're not allowed to cut it. Meisvei, kama yehei bezayis v'lo yekatzitzayim. We learned how much should a zayis give out v'lo yekatzitzayim. Roiva akav. So we see, for a roiva hakav, you're also not allowed to cut it. That's also called a yisaperis. And here you say it has to give out a kav. So the Gemara says, shiny zeisim da chashivi. Zeisim are chashuv. And memela, so there, if it gives out a roiva hakav, that's also called it's giving out some produce. So memela, not allowed to cut it. By tomorrow, the shir zakav. Oma Rabchanine Loishochiv Shivcha Bri Eladakot Steinosa Beloizmano. Rabchanine said he lost his son, but he cut a taina, was still giving out fruit. It hadn't stopped giving out fruit. Mustafa was giving out not too much fruit, not too many tainim. It seems it was, that was, so he said, Rabbi Chanina said, because of that, he died. Samer de Kainish, he took away from a tree that Sharis Lasis Peres. Samamele, he was also taken away from this world and was taken away from him. The Sharis Lasis Peres, Kyoda Meitza Sode. There's a Mirdike Marsho here. The Marsho says Pshat in the Pitui of the Nochosh Techave. A Mirdike Marsho. He says when the Nochosh came to Chave, he said, Avki Omar Lekim Leisechlu Mikol Eitzagan. Rabbi Nishum said, Leisechlu Mikol Eitzagan. He didn't say Mikol Pri Eitzagan. He said Mikol Eitzagan. He was a Mirdike, he was very shrewd, this Nochosh. Mikol Eitzagan. The Chava told him, no, Umi Pri Eitz Asher Besechlo. No. The Rebbe Nishim never told us about the Eitz Hagan. It Umi Pri Eitz, we're allowed to eat. Umi Pri Eitz Asher Besechlo Hagan. That's we're not allowed to eat. He didn't mean to. For Yoimar, Anochosh, so the Nochosh had Loi Mois Temusan. He said, you don't understand. You misunderstood. The Issa was on the Eitz Hagan. A person eats from the eitz, he says, it's talking about an esrig, and tam eitzig, and tam priyushab. If you cut an eitz, then there's a chiyim misa. You made a mistake. That's what it says in this Gemara. Shikras Bri died because he cut an eitz. That was the isa. You didn't understand the tzivoy. Loimois the musa. You won't die from. She told him, no, he didn't speak about that, he spoke about the pri. He said, nah, you're making a mistake. The pri, there's no shilas to eat the pri. The shilas on the eighth. On the eighth is the chiyamisa. Sure, there's a chiyamisa on the eighth, but not on the pri. That's what the nochesh goes up. So, loy mois temuson, that's what he told him. Omar Avine, bimhoya mu'ula bedomim, what is if the tree was worth more than the produce that it gives out. Ashi says, Domov Yikom Lebinyin, Yoisa Mishvach Peroisov. Etzem Eitz is worth more than the Peres. Mutter. So the Isser is, afilo it's an Eitz Pri, it's also Mutter. Because this is not called the Yisayda Isser is Hashchose, and Fakel, this is not called Hashchose because I'm deriving more benefit by cutting down the tree and using the wood of the tree than I would have if the tree is giving out fruit. Then it's Mutter. Tanya Namihochi. So the Gemara says, I have a baraisa that's a raya to Rab Chanina. No, a raya to Ravina. Tanya Nami Hochi. The Posik says, now let me just see over the Loshana Posik. The Posik says as follows. Rak eitz asher teida, ki loy eitz machol hu, oisoi sashchis v'choroto. So the Posik, when the Posik is matter, Krisas ha'eitz, the Pasuk says two cases. Eitz asher teida, that's number one. We'll see what that means soon. Ki loy eitz machohu, that's another case. Oisai sashchis v'cholot. Now, so Svana Baraisa, we'll soon see pshat. Rak eitz asher teida, ze ilon macho. That's an ilon macho. Ki loy eitz machohu, ze ilon soro. So eitz asher teida is an ilon machol, and eitz and kiloy eitz machol is a ilon sorok. So the Torah says you can cut down both. Frekt a bereise, frekt a gemar, v'm riachesh es eifeinu, l'rabo is kodov, v'mata eitz asher teida means an ilon machol, and then you can cut an ilon sorok also. Shasu sefeinu l'rabi is koldovo matam loy mekiloy eitz machol. Then it says kiloy eitz machol, so it gives a reason because it's loy eitz machol. You're telling me you're allowed to be Kaitzitz afilu aneitz macho. And perhaps let's make it interesting that the Gemara is having in the words Eitz Asher Teida. Eitz Asher Teida could be is a loshen Teida is a loshen Chaviv. Rashi in Bayero says ki yedativ. So Rashi says the Rebbeinu Shem said this on Avraham Avinu shemachavev es odom mekarva yetzloi v'yoidai umakiroi. So Memele, let us just say, and I think one of the Rishonim in Shitim Betzes Taka says like this, the Gemara and the Havamin held like this, Rak eitz asher teida, an eitz ad yumachavev, which means an eitz machel. Ze ilon machel. Ki lo yeitz machel hu, that's an ilon tzorek, is what should be, oisai sashchit v'charotam. You can be, so the Gemara says, so the Pasuk says, you can cut down an eitz machel, you can cut down an eitz sorok. But the Gemara, v'chi ma'achesh esayfeinu l'rabbeis kol dovo, ma'atal medloima ki lo yeitz machel. So why do you have to say ki lo yeitz machel? L'hagdim sorok l'machel. That if you have, it's the same efsharus to cut down an eitz sorok or an eitz machel, you have to be magdim an eitz sorok. Yochel, we'll see soon what this means. Yochel afilam ba'ula bedomim talmud loima rak. Now let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi. Vimhoya roiva hakav. Vachi kama, rak eitz asher teida, im einoch yoideya korev lemotzer elohu, kechenu pafilu hu shel machel. So the Hilkech Sam Sefer and the Tshuvos, Yeredei Simenkov Beis, and now the Gemara's Machadish, teida is a loshen korev. It could be, Rashi in Rus says, or Nomi Moida, Rashi says, Korev. So the pasuk means like this. They were surrounding, they were besieging a city. And they had to build a motzer. So, if it's an Eitz Asher Teida, Teida means that it's close to you. All the surrounding trees are Eitz Machel. If you go further out, could be you'll find Ilon Yisrak also. But the Eitz Asher Teida, the close trees, are an Eitz Machel. So the Pasuk says you're allowed to cut them down. Frek the Gemara, so what's Pshat ki lo Eitz Machel? So the Gemara says, Lahagdim Schok Lamachel. That means like this. If in the surrounding area, in the kilvus to the ear, you have two types of Eitzim, and you have to be magdim, the eighth sorok to the eighth machel. But that's lahagdim sorok lamachel. If both of them are far away, or both of them are close, then you have to be magdim. But if you have an eighth machel that is close, and you need tirche in order to get to an eighth shein, an ilon sorok, then you're permitted to cut down an eighth machel. Fine. Now it says weiter in the Yochel Afila Meula Bedomi. Lekoire Yoisemi Peres Yesora Koidom. She just told me guidelines that if both are the same Tirche, I should be Magdim Da Ilon Srok. So he says, what if the Ilon Machel, the wood is better? In the Motzer Gufa, the wood is better. The Ilon Machel is better than the Srok. So I say, Rak. So I'm saying in the din kedime tamaloy merak mi etakdom. Then you don't have to be magdim the ilon sorok. So if a cancer, the Gemara says, so we see from this Baraisa that if it has a value, if it has a value of the Elon is worth more than the Peiris, and you need the Elon, so you're allowed to cut it down. So that's a Raya Taravina. Shmuel Aisilei Arisei Tamri. Shmuel, his Oris, brought him Tamarim. Ochil, he ate the Tamarim. Toim Bohu Taima de Chamre. And Shmuel tasted that in this Tamarim there is a Tam of Yayin. Amalei Maihai. So he asked the Oris, what's Pshat? There's in the taste of the Tamarim, I feel that there's a taste of wine also. Amalei beini gufni kaimi. That means this dekel is near the gefanim, so the shroshim of the dekel are yainik from the shroshim of the gefanim. So that is why you can taste in the tmorim the taste of wine. Amal mikreshi bechamre kulei. That means it's being yainik so much. That means if the dekel is being yainik, I can taste in the peiris. Already a tam yain, so that means I'm being makrish the kvanim. That means if it's going into the, if the, it's taking away from the yinika of the kvanim. Lemochel aisili mekeirayu. So he says you should tear out the dekel. Aisili mekeirayu. Let us see Rashi. Mikairayu, Mikair Shelahen, Veikram. Lishna Chine, Havili Kair Shurach Lechel, Vegodel Soviv Sharoshop, Kloima Kalei Ikram, Vivnesha Mavsid, Venechel Asakur. Now, I'd like to explain what are the two Lashonis of Rashi over here? And let's start from the second Lashon. And he told him, Aisi li mikairayu. So Aisi li means bring me. Tomorrow you bring me mikairayu. So Rashi says, Havei li, Aisi li bring me, kair. The kair, what is the kair? So the kair is a type of a vine or a growth, shuhurach, it's a soft substance, shuhurach lechel, vigodel soviv sharosha, and it grows around the sharosha. So what did he tell him? Kloima, kalei ikram, get rid of the sharosha, that means tear out the, get rid of the tree, mignei shemavsit, it's ruining the kvanim. So what will we hear? V'noichel asakir al kaponim, the koyer, which is a type of a vine or growth that grows on the dekel, will eat that al kaponim of the tree you have to get rid of. You have to get rid of the tree. V'noichel asakir, will eat the koyer. So that will salvage, al kaponim will salvage this from the tree that the koyer, which was an edible substance, we can eat. Fine. That's mekoirayu. So mekoirayu means the koir, which is something, which is a dovarach that grows around the shorosh. Fine. The first lashon of Rashi, mekoirayu, mekoir shalahen veikram. So mekoir shalahen veikram means the shoroshim. It's not a lashon koir. Means the, I saw the chassam saying in the chuvis is because some visharosh. Right? So, he said to take out the tree. So I hear the ha'ore, so what's the va'aisili? So what's it to bring? What are you bringing over here? The second shot, he said, we'll eat the kair al kaponim. So let's salvage from the tree the kair. Mekir shel hem v'ikam, what's the first lashon aisili? Then I saw a mirad kezach in Shuvas Chassam Sofer, which is choylik on Rabbi Yankev Emden. And he brings a raya from the first lashon of Rashi, and that's Meshtetach, a murdik chiddush. when we speak about, we're learning a Gemara without learning all the Shittas, Arishainim and Paiskim. But we have to know that an Ilan Machol, to get rid of an Ilan Machol is not from the Poshet Tezachim. It's from the Surim Chamurim, and it's, we see the Sakonis involved. It's not a Poshet Tezachim. It's a Shaila. If a person needs the place, is he allowed to tear out it? There's a multitude of shailas. Rabbi Yankev Emden said, he says, one thing I'll tell you for sure, that there's no shaila whatsoever. He says, if I have a tree, and I want to get rid of the tree for not a legitimate reason, I want to get rid of the tree, and I'll tear out the tree with the roots in the karka around it, and I'll plant it someplace else. So that Rabbi Yankev Emden said, there's no shaila whatsoever. What can I do? I moved the tree. It was growing here. Now I put it in a different mokim. That's no shaila whatsoever. So Tachsam Seifa, he has a rai from the Rashi, not like Rabbi Yankev Emden. Here it says, he says, forget, that's the first lashon of Rashi. I see li mikay rayo means, bring me the tree with the shoshim. You know what we're going to do? We're going to plant it someplace icily. Bring it to me. Not get rid of it. Bring it to me. Bring me the tree with the shoroshim. And what'll I do with it? We'll plant it someplace else. And this was only mutter. Because it was makrish tekfanim. So he says, shteitach en rashi do a moyredike chumre. It says here a chumre that you're not, even though when there's a hefsid, if in any way you can salvage the tree, the whole tree, and plant it somewhere, you're mechuyev to do it. But the only hat, that's a gvaldik achumah, and you only, and, but stamazai to be, I get a tree and plant it someplace else. He says that you're not allowed to. So, l'chayr, I think that is, these are the two l'shaynas of Rashi. What the icily, if the icily is on the shoroshim, or the icily, the second loshin Rashi says, it's going on the kul, Kal Eikom, the Eikom you should destroy. So thereby says he had no place where to plant it. So Mamela. But so bring this, so then the Eisli is going on the core. I think that's Pshat in the Tula Shainas of Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Lamocha Eisli Mekerai. Mashme, the Gufni Adifi Medikli. So it seems that, Shmuel understood that the Yenike of the Deco is damaging the vineyard, the kerem, and he said it's so let's get rid of the deckel. So I say that gufni are more choshev than kolim. V'teima the beisha shenoflo lo nechosim amagabi noflo lo ksofim yilkach bem karke. That means what? There's a din of nichsei maluk. That the money that an isha has, the baal is, you buy a kark and the baal is eichoperis. Yilker bem kark. Shteit de gemore dikli veiloni. There are two karkois on for sale. There's a dekel that has the kolim. There's a dekel that has ilonis. Not the kolim, not a palm tree. So which one should he invest? Dikli. Buy a dekel. Iloni vigufni, what if he has a choice to buy either a karka with Ilonis or a karka with kfanim? Iloni, by Ilonis. Al me gufni griya afile me Iloni de griya medikli. So steht in the Gemara subis, the Gemara says that kfanim are worse than Ilonis, and Ilonis are worse than the kolim. So the kolim by stois, that's the ideal. That's the ideal karka one should purchase, a karka with the kolim. And in our Gemara it says, Fakelte, the kfanim are losing out. Let's get rid of the kolim. Amir de kekashi. Taime. The Yeshloima Sotaisu says a very interesting teres. The bikfanim, kshaodam toireyach, lezame, or lesakin akerem. That means, if you have a kerem, and you spend a lot of effort and money to fix up the kerem. Ooh, yesh bem rebach godol. That's an investment. It's worth a lot. But let's be realistic. A person goes and he's married a wife, and she put in money, and she's going to buy a keter. No, this is nichse ishtai. He knows, and what if he gives her a get tomorrow? So she gets back the keter. So memela, so he should invest money in the keter, and then he's stuck with her like this. He knows he can give a get al kaponim like this. If we'll invest millions in the keter, so and then we'll give her a get. So. Shem Shemai. So Mamela, so he won't invest in the Kerem. Avam Nichsa Ishtim Oye Kainik Fanim, Vitech Shetzrichen Hatzo Merubele Hoya Baal Choshish Lohitzi Al Nechosel. This is Al Nechosel, it's not mine. So Mamela, Voya Hochen Leibut. So Mamela, so Gefonim, it's other. If you take care of it and you invest a lot of money, you can make a mint. If you don't take care of it, it's, you get very little. So that is Pshat the Gemara. The Pshat the Gemara is, if now we have money, and we're purchasing from the money of the Nichse Meluk, we're purchasing a karka with peiris, so we're purchasing a type of a karka which gives out peiris, and we have a choice of the kolim. Kolim is the best bet. Why? The fikach toiv likne is the kolim. Shein sich and yitziye, it doesn't. You don't need to invest too much. And it goes, the shvach comes out, automatically you have tomorrow. The toy foolish name. So it's a good investment for both of them. But Bashmul was speaking about this, Gufni was his. He possessed a very expensive kerem. And he realized that it's he's losing out because of the kolim. Void me forish rabbeinu tam, ba mechas asvina de peire de diklim miskaim en tvei meloni ve gufni. That means, I think, means that a dekel gives out the lifespan of that, what a dekel gives out peiris is longer than the lifespan of meloni ve gufni. But if some look shalish, it being a double miskaim yoy, so we invest in something which has a longer lifespan. Rav Chizda Chozi Tali Begufni, he saw there were young dekolim that were mingling together with the kerem. Omale larisei okrini, tear out these young dekolim. Gufni kani dikli. With kefonim, I can purchase other dekolim. Kefonim is a good business. Dikli leikoni gufni. But if I have a dekol, I can't purchase any kefonim with this. So that means that I have here two types of trees, and I'm gonna lose one because of the other, so it's better that the kerem should be functioning well, in order that, but the kerem should function well. No, I'll have money without it. Can buy a lot of the kolim. If I leave the dekel, I won't have too much money. Period. Look, Rashi, gufni koni dikli midmei ayayin yechelim ono liknis kakois viladikli lekoni gufni shvochan oilo ladova muet. It's only a small amount of profit. Look, the Mishnah Vayta afal pi shul noisin loy, even though he pays him the boishes. We had the shiurim in the previous Mishnah. Einim chaloi tshivakish mimena mechila. He has to ask mechila also. There is din tashlumim of the heidvorim, but then you have to ask mechila. Shenema va'ata hoshev eishish so'ish. We'll see in the Gemara perhaps what the raya was. U'minayin she'im loy mochaloi shu achzori. He's not mochal, he's an achzor. Shenema v'yispalol avrom elol lekim. Ve'yirapi lekim es Abimelech. Ho'eimer, samo es einai, kita es yodi, shaber es ragli. Reuven tells Shimon, I'm telling you, take out an eye, cut my hand, break my foot. I'm telling you to do it. No, that's what Reuven did. That's what Reuven told Shimon. And the Shimon listened. He told me to do it. I mean, what doesn't one do to? He told me to do it. I'm obedient. chayev. He's chayev to pay. He's mechayev to pay. Almenas lifter. He said almenas lifter. We'll see. Chayev is also chayev. He told me, yeah. Kas ksusi shaber eskadi. What if the first thing is talking about a moment the kehezek. Now we're talking about the first thing was talking about a hezek haguf. Now we're talking about a hezek moment. Kas ksusi shaber eskadi chayev. I'm an as lifter pot. I say kenglish blaini Ruben Tarshima to do this to Levi. I'm an as lifter chayev ben begufei ben b'mamoine. This we have to see all in the Gemara to understand this. Shenema, Hoshev Eishes Oish, Kinovihu, Vispalo Batcho. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol Eilosh Omru, Sela, Mone, Mosayim, Dalad Meyes, May Boishes Hang, Avotzar. I hear here on the side, it's a better Gilsa perhaps, Avotzar Liboy. Shenosan al liboy daiga al boishtai. Good. That what he's eating himself up, that he was degraded and he wasn't his baze. So memele eine nimchaloi till he asks mechila. Shivakish mimenu. He has the mechila. It says in the posik, Oshev, Eishes ishki noviu vispalo batcho. Yeah. So what's the Rai here to ask Mechila? So the Miri says that Hoshev Eishes Eish V'Yispalo Batcha. So the Miri says Kloima Shetivakesh Mimenu. You have to ask him, you Ad Sheyimcho Loch V'Leiv Toiv Kol Kach Shimispalo Batcha. That means that's called, if we're up to that, that he'll be mispalo for you already. This is, that Avraham Avinu will be magdish his man to be mispalo for you. That's then you know he was meichel you b'leib sholem. Shachim chaloch b'leib toiv kolka. That's the shem mechila. Here we're handling with a leif. Tefillah is avodah shebaleif. It's not lip service. Yeah, it's an avodah shebaleif. And if he's meichel you so much that's called he's meichel you. Then it says, the pasuk says, Oshev Eishes Eish Ki Noviyu. So the Gemara asked, Eishes Novi Boy Aduri. Aishas Achele Boy Aduri, you have to return him because she's an Aishas Novi. Omar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeinah Am Rab Yonasan. No, you're learning wrong pshat and pasuk. Hoshev Aishas Eish Mikol Mokem. No, that what he told me, you have to give her back. That's not because he's a Novi. You have to give back because she's an Aishas Eish. Udeka Amret Agoy Gam Tzadik Taroik. But you had it, he came with a tiny. Melech came with a taina that I'm innocent. A goy gam tzadik tarit aloi hu amali achoisi hi. He told me she's his sister. Vehi gam hi amro ochiu. Novi hu. He's a novi. Ukvar limed achsanoi shebo leir. Aliske achil eshti yeshoi lenoi soi. Aliske ishto yeshoi lenoi soi. Ishto chihi achoisi hi. Ikan leben noyach shenerak shayloi lilmoid v'loi lama. Now, let us see what Rashi says, then we'll try to explain this Gemara. Shayloi lilmoid derech eretz v'loi lama. Midakoma le'rachmona noviu, v'mashme in mamish bidvorecho v'loi ato lehori. It's a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says, Avimelech came with a taina to the Rabbein Shalom, I'm innocent. So Rabbi Yishlom says, no, you're not, he's a Novi, but he's a Novi. So what's, he's a Novi, so whatever, he's a Novi, and then the Gemara goes in to Sanoibo, Leir, Aliske, Achille, Shtiye, Shol, Noise. So the Mordeke, Teres Chaim, that says, Pshat, in this Gemara, he says, Rashi in Chumash, in Shemois, says, Arin, Ochicha, Yir, Nevi, Echa, what Pshat, Arin, the Novi. So Rashi says, a Novi is Odom, Hamachriz, Umashmiya, Loom, Divrei, Teichoche, Loshin, Nivs, Posayim. A novi is not the type, the Ran says in the Droshes also, a novi is not the type, a person who has giluyim min hashemayim, and he knows dvorim nistorim, dvorim asidim. A novi is an ambassador. He's telling over the hamoin am, yesterday he's telling them what the rotzen Hashem is. He says that is why a novi has to be a chocham and an osher and a giber. He says, why is this all necessary? He says, because he has to be respected by the Hamoinam, that they should listen to him. A Novi is a Darshan. That's a Taish. Loshan Niv Swasai. He says, Avram Avinu was a Darshan. Avram Darshan. He says, Avram kol yomav ho yedarkei lashmir lechol ho'ilam divrei Musa v'derech Eretz. This shtik teure, achzanoi shebo leir, al iske achile ishtiye shel noise, al iske ishtay shel noise. This was Avram's droshes. You come, there's a sign up, 7 o'clock at night, there's a drosha from Avram Avinu, and he was speaking, Rabbi, we need derech eretz. Someone comes, you have to ask him, there's a place where to eat, where to iske achile ishtiye. You don't ask him about his wife, that's not the thing. These were the drushes he said. Forget it's Mordek Meduik in the Gemara. He said, Alayhu Omele Achaisiv, he gam here Omelchehi. So the Rabbi Hashem said, Noviyu, Ukvali made. He taught already. Achsanoi Shabali Aliske Achiloshti Shonai Saliske. Yeah? No, so, he didn't go to the droshes. I mean, that's that might. The Avram was giving droshes, how a person, how a benoyach has to feel there. So, Memela, these were his droshes. You didn't go. Don't tell me you're innocent. You should have gone. There's a person that was giving droshes, how a benoyach has to feel. You didn't go. It's your hard luck, but you don't have a terence.